All right, gentlemen, I got up early this morning, just before 5, and went and logged on and paid bills, balanced my checkbook, took care of the household finances.
It was wonderful beginning of the month activity.
It was a grand time at 5 a.m. And you know what I got for that? Nothing.
Satisfaction of a job well done?
The satisfaction of a job well done. You know what I want? I want a sticker.
Everybody loves stickers.
I want a sticker. Well, there's a new product that I might just have to get. It's a calendar. It's available on Amazon for $15.99, and it's called I Adulted. It's a 16-month calendar / sticker book, and as well as being a calendar that just charts the passage of time, it comes with an advertised 100 splashy stickers that celebrate daily accomplishments, such as I emptied the litter box, I cooked for myself, and my parents don't pay my rent.
And every time you accomplish one of these adult activities,
you get to put a sticker on your...
That says, hey, I adulted today.
I adulted. Well, I want a sticker that says, I paid my bills today. Because I did. Because it's the first of the month.
It's going to help people overcome the failure to launch, for sure.
Right. Isn't it? But just, you know, I mean, sometimes I just want a little, like a, hey, wow, good job.
Well, seriously, we have adult coloring books. Why can't we have adult... I mean... Right. Hanging on the window of our bathroom for the longest time was Cooper's potty time chart, and he got stickers. And again, this has been a while, but we just didn't take it down. But he would get stickers when he was potty training, and then if he got enough stickers, he would get cake.
Right.
And honestly, I don't think that's a poor motivation for myself at 31 years old either. So
I want to get cake for doing my things that I have to do.
Yes.
Not cake. I mean, I get a paycheck here, but that doesn't carry into like the home front. Like
we where should have like the we'll wake up to a product of the day. Yesterday it was Crocs with a fanny pack. Today it's an adulting sticker book. So what will it be tomorrow? Tune in and find out.
Oprah has nothing on us with the things that we love.
All of our listeners, please look under your chair and you'll find
nothing.
Nothing. The satisfaction of a show well listened to.
Well, we talked to Bill Baltz a couple of weeks ago. He's back with us on the WWIB live line this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. Of course, Jamie Kloss went through some, you know, just a horrible ordeal and continues to try to, you know, move ahead with her young life. And she's living with her aunt and uncle, Bob and Jennifer Smith. You work with Bob and you got a big event going on this weekend, Bill, as the celebration of Jamie's return and benefit for Bob and Jennifer. Tell us about it, Bill.
Well, we're going to have we're trying to highlight the celebration more than the benefit, but we do have a lot of things that people have donated that we're going to be selling at the benefit. But we really just rejoice that God they answered prayers and that Jamie was returned to Bob and Jennifer.
Great, great. So there's a meal associated with this. Can you give us the details, date, location, time, and food choices for the meal?
Okay, what we're going to have is we're going to have spaghetti, and it's going to be from 11 until 2.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the high school in Barron, and we're just asking for a $5 donation for the meal. And we're going to have that until we run out. We don't know how many people to expect. I know there's a lot of people that, I mean, just by the way my phone's rang, there's a lot of people that want to come to the event. So when we run out of food, we run out. But we do have a lot. We've had a lot of the food has been donated, the spaghetti and the sauce and the meatballs. I mean, Jenny O'Turkey Store donated a lot of meat for it. So
wonderful.
And now, are there ways that people can still get involved if they'd like to volunteer and help? Do you have those needs covered?
Well, we're pretty set. We probably, I'm guessing at the end of the day, most of us are going to be pretty tired. So if someone wants to help pick up at the end after 4 and wants to help us there, I'm sure we could always use an extra hand doing the cleanup. Because after a long day, my wife is a cook at the school, and I know she's planning on being there at 6 in the morning, so it's going to be a long day.
Absolutely.
But we do have, we've had, you know, people from all over volunteer, but if, you know, if they would like to, that would be great.
So again, this is the celebration of Jamie's return and benefit. It's Saturday, 10 to 4, though the food, it sounds like being served from 11 to 2, a free will donation taken at the door. And then are you having a program at a certain time?
We're having a program at 2 o'clock, and that's going to be just a really short program. And basically, we're going to, Chris from the Four Square Church in Chip was going to actually be up and share a song, kind of a
yeah, Chris Utek. He's very, very gifted. Yeah,
very gifted. I haven't heard him, but Pastor Chad, I go to the Foursquare Church in Barron, and he tells me that he's a very gifted musician. So yes, he's going to share a song, and then the sheriff from Barron County is going to say a thank you from the family.
Chris Fitzgerald.
It's going to be just a short program, and just more. We want to just give thanks to God for her return.
Wonderful.
Bill, thank you so much for joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We'll look forward to that event and hope as many of our listeners as possible can take part in that at Barron High School.
All right. Thank you very much.
You
guys have a good day, and God bless.
You too.
You too, Bill. Again, he's worked very, very hard on this. We've added it to our WIB Wake Up Show Facebook events and our WWIB Radio Facebook events. If folks want more information, that Facebook event is easy to find.
Well, as you go from being a student to pursuing a life of work, internships are pretty common.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I see them being promoted in the Chippewa Valley. How'd you like to be a snooze turn?
Not an intern, but a snooze turn.
Yeah, it really is. It's literally a dream job. Guys,
I'm going to yawn.
So bad.
If you're driving, don't blame us for any mishaps.
Oh, no.
You've heard of Mattress Firm. It's a Houston company. A Houston-based mattress company, Mattress Firm, looking for folks who are willing to get paid for testing out beds. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Every parent everywhere is like, sign me up, please.
Right.
Mattress Firm says the paid internship is for snooze-ship is for 30 hours a week. And in addition to testing mattresses, you need to create written and video reviews for social media.
Video reviews.
I'm just thinking of all my early morning classes in college that I and you'd be keeping notes, and then I'd look at my notes afterward and I could see exactly where I fell asleep because it would just go across the paper.
Here's my thing. Oh, go ahead.
Activities include binge watching, reading, typing, and eating.
Sounds like my life.
There's a lot of people who could be good at this.
Here's the thing. So when I was younger and of the age when internships would have been something I was looking for, I could sleep anywhere.
Mm.
The comfort of the bed was not as important. I could sleep anywhere. What they need is people who are a little older,
sure. You
know, 40s, 50s, 60s plus, because now it's like, oh, if the mattress is too firm, like my hips ache or my shoulders ache and this hurts and that. But if they're too soft, well, then my low back hurts and this hurts. You know what I mean? They need people who...
Well, we're looking for somebody like you and your youth, because the ideal candidate is someone who is proficient in napping no matter what time of day it is.
Well, I could do that now.
All right.
I mean, I'm a napper.
I love a good nap. Nap Nation.
Yes. Interesting.
I want to get a shirt as I age that says, everything hurts and I'm dying.
Yeah.
And just add, I need a nap on the back.
Absolutely.
So there's this wonderful event at Sacred Heart last night at Florian Gardens last night. They brought in a couple of speakers from the Henry Nouwen Society, and my wife and I were going out for that terrific event. And if you remember yesterday, and maybe you don't, but I've got a favorite shirt now. I hardly ever get a new shirt, but I got this new powder blue shirt.
Oh.
And I've been liking it. It's a new used shirt, but it's new to me.
It's new to you.
Really like it. So I'm dropping my son off, and I should preface and say, I got myself, and you're going to need a little caffeine. You really didn't get much of a nap at all today, Mark. It's been a really long day, so I get my favorite beverage of hot chocolate and coffee.
Yes. Nice.
So I've got it with me. I'm careful. I go out to the vehicle. I'm driving my son. I'm sipping while I'm driving. It was fine.
Yeah,
okay,
we're good.
You get pulled over for eating a hash brown. And so I drop my son off, and he has some drama rehearsal, and that's when it happened.
Oh,
that's
no.
When, yes, I don't know. I mean, can you walk and chew gum? I mean, I was driving, and then just the spillage occurred. I mean, I don't know. I'm like, what happened? And so it spills onto my shirt and onto my pants.
Oh.
And so, yeah. So then I pick up my wife because just this situation. And she's just like, and it wasn't at home, right? She was already somewhere else dropping off a different vehicle. And so we kind of plan. And she's just like, well, what do you want to, do you want to go and... I'm like, no, I'm messy Mark. I mean, I make mistakes. I am going to Florian Gardens. I'm going to make my way to the bathroom and get some water for the shirt for the pants. And so as I walk in, though, I'm kind of covering my midsection and covering my, so it's kind of like this, right? I'm kind of,
Dracula, holding his cloak.
Quasimodo. Yep.
I compliment a woman in the parking lot on this really nice hat she has. and I make my way, and people have other things to think about. They're not like, hey, I'm going to check out Mark.
Hey, ma'am, nice hat. She's like, hey, sir, nice stain.
Yeah.
I make my way to the restroom, apply water where I can, and make my way to my seat. I think I made it okay.
Well done.
You need some of those. You need some of those, like, shout wipes.
Yeah.
No, when I went home,
my wife had said, just put some laundry detergent, it'll be fine. So that's what I did.
But you can keep those. I mean, your wife can put them in her purse. You can keep a couple in your pocket. You keep them in your glove box. They're
magical. Some people keep them for toddlers. Other people keep them for...
Just for myself.
She had raised the question of, did you want to stop somewhere? And no, we're going with this.
Love it.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.